From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Have you seen an amphora, the thousands-year-old wine cask found on sunken ships? How they're making a modern-day comeback after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
Perhaps you're a history fan or zealous enophile and have seen archaeologists retrieving millennia-old terracotta casks of wine from the ocean seafloor. They're called amphora and were long used by winemakers in the Mediterranean to produce and ship wine across the sea. Well, one private Oregon winemaker is applying both his winemaking skills and his skills as a ceramicist to recreate wine in amphorae. Andrew Beckham, his wife and three children, live on a farm they planted with grapes in 2004. He also teaches ceramics locally, though not a unique process, because you can order amphora from Italy to conduct your fermentation in. Beckham can produce amphora much less expensively. After testing firing times and sealing processes, Beckham settled on an amphora that allows good transfer of oxygen into his product. He discovered that seasoning the inside of the amphora with tartaric acid helps maintain the pH of his Riesling. He also says he produced a 2013 Pinot Noir with earthy and spicier aspects than others and considers the process a success. Beckham continues to refine and improve the processes, sharing some of his amphorae with other local vintners to experiment with. What's old is new again. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.